On a sunny day in October, we meet on a hillside, welcomed in by the magpie. We made our peace upon this country. We love and respect the land of the Awabakal people. We gathered to learn, to share, to unite and to grow. Little did we know, little did we see what was in front of us every day. Under our feet was the riches of the earth, the ochre strong in spirit, the flowery lamantra and bulbs showing their way and the waving whales letting us know we were right. This is our journey we are proud of, a legacy we'll leave for others.
So, Aleka, that's a bit of a story about this possum cloak that you're holding now. Tell me about the whales and how they influenced you and the design you've done here.
Well, we were sitting on the hillside and we just happened to look out into the ocean and we've seen some whales, and then their tails were like waving at us and we thought, wow, that's amazing. Like, never seen that before. So we thought it should go onto our possum cloak because it was a truly amazing experience to see that.
And the possum cloak has got 3x4 pelts, and I guess it's about a metre by a metre, maybe a bit bigger than that. When you wrap it around you, it kind of comes down to knee or just below, I guess, depending on how tall you are. And it feels so soft, doesn't it, Dwana?
Yeah, it does.
And the possum skins are like a browny red kind of a colour. And I saw you all working on it yesterday and you were all kind of taking turns to wear it. Everyone just wanted to touch it and feel it on them because it is so beautiful. What have you learnt about possum cloaks?
I learnt that they were used, like they were made when for a baby during the pregnancy, and they were used as a weather coat thingy and as a blanket as well.
And what was the process like of making it? I mean, you've got all the pelts there and you've stitched them together. Was it difficult to do that stitching?
Well, I was on my roll. I was there stitching all my, but I just like the feel of the possums, like the fur and stuff.
Yeah.
So I really fell in love with like the possum's skin.
Yeah. Did you feel funny about using possum skins?
No, not really, because if it's a part of our culture, then it's normal, you know? So I had no problem with doing it.
Holding it now, I guess, how do you feel? Are you feeling pretty proud to have put something together like this with a bunch of friends?
Yeah, I'm, like, very proud of, like, us girls making this cloak and communicating with, like, we probably wouldn't even be able to do it without Amy and Cherie.
Cherie, you've done this kind of a project before, but this one's been a little bit different, hasn't it? Do you mind explaining to me a bit about how it all came together?
Yeah, this one's been very different to anything I've been involved in before. I work under some guidance of some elders from Victoria who've reclaimed and revitalised this project of making possum skin cloaks, and they've been making adult size, which is 36 pelts sewn together for an adult for a long time now, and making some baby size cloaks for naming ceremonies. But from my understanding, there hasn't been a lot of teenage style cloaks. And when Amy and I worked together in other projects, we got talking about this process and how it is a process and how it's a journey for all the individuals involved. And she said, wow, wouldn't it be amazing for us to be able to host a group of girls through this journey and this process to learn about this practice, but to learn about so much other. And that's what happens when you're involved in a cultural project like this. It's all the other conversations that you had. Mm. And we really hope that we could connect with the girls, connect with each other, let the girls connect with one another, and even bring out some of those skills about, you know, resilience and pride and strength and respect. And, you know, it's been a process of that and it's been beautiful.
Mm. Amy, I was in the room a little bit yesterday while the girls were working on the cloak, and it was a really great atmosphere. Everyone was really excited and working together. And so that's a big part of it, as much as the project of the actual cloak.
Yeah, it was definitely about making a strong sisterhood. It was so that these women could respect one another, respect themselves and their place in this school. It's also about setting up a great leadership team so that our new sevens that will come on next year, these will be the strong women that are going to show them the way and, yeah, connect them into school and to culture as well.
And Cherie, it just seems to me that there's so many benefits from this. But, you know, what do you think the girls are taking from this?
They're taking strength. They've got pride. They've learnt more about their birthright. This isn't a privilege that a school has allowed them to participate in. This is actually their birthright. And it's sometimes sad for me teaching people this stuff because I think, you know, these girls should have been brought up with a baby possum skin cloak that should have been something that was made by their mothers and their aunties. You know, in the last, 200 years, there's been lots of stuff going on, but none of us were there then. But today, how do we heal ourselves? And projects like this give us an opportunity to do that.